Cape Breton Regional Municipality Council is asking for an independent assessment by law enforcement on a recent land purchase. Originally, a motion was made to have RCMP conduct an independent investigation of the sale of marine industrial land in Sidport to Point Edward Marine. However, RCMP have declined the request, saying it should go to Cape Breton Regional Police first. The councillor who made the motion for the investigation, District 1 Councillor Gordon McDonald, believes the matter will return to the RCMP.
I believe that we're going to send it over to our guys at Cape Breton Regional Police. We realize that they're in a conflict of interest because of the proponents that are being discussed in this, and it'll go back to the RCMP under those terms. I can't see how it can't be. I believe there'd have to be a conflict in there in some capacity, considering how everybody's connected in there. So that's what my hope is, and that's what I'm expecting to happen.
Meanwhile, CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark, who signed the deal for the sale but voted to go forward with the investigation, explained the next steps and why he's supporting it.
That process is underway, led by the CAO and the Director of Legal Services, and that has been further reviewed by the CAO pursuant to feedback from the RCMP to the area of jurisdiction, which is the Cape Breton Regional Police Service. When you look at this from a point of view of ensuring there is a level of making sure transparency and not wanting to be seen as holding a process up as was requested, that process was brought forward. It's something that I would not want to hold up, and voted in favor of it.
The motion for law enforcement to conduct an independent investigation came following a lengthy discussion by council on what they say was a land purchase by a private group that was done behind closed doors. The matter leads back to the council's recent Committee of the Whole meeting, where District 2 Councillor Earlene McMullen called for a discussion on the sale. McMullen says she only became aware of it from an offhand comment made by Mayor Cecil Clark and found other councillors were not aware the sale had taken place. Previously, Point Edward Marine had leased the land with an option to buy. Mayor Clark has previously said the sale was part of the normal municipal process and was one of many documents he signs in the run of a day. At the Committee of the Whole meeting, McMullen made a motion for a full staff briefing on the sale to council by Chief Administrative Officer Dimitri Katchafanis. The motion passed unanimously. Now, at the full council meeting, Katchafanis explained the details behind the sale and acknowledged there were flaws in the process that left council out of the loop.
Some of the concerns of council, you're right. Council could have been informed of this. They've actually should have been informed based on the sensitivity around port assets and port development. This matter was treated as a routine real estate transaction by staff, and when I say staff could have informed, I'm saying the CAO's office. The legal department did exactly what they were supposed to do in this matter. How this transpires in a real estate transaction, the legal department gets it. They will make sure there's a motion of council that supports the decision to sell the land. Departmental to review to make sure other departments, so there's no problems that, if there's easements that have to be retained. Once that is all done, a memo goes to the clerk and mayor for signature. The clerk, again, makes sure there's a motion to support what before they're signing, and the clerk and mayor sign the documents. They're the signatories for the municipality. They have to, once there's a motion to council, and in this place a contract, they have to sign the doc. The clerk has to sign the deed. We could not, if we didn't sign it, we could be held in breach of the agreement. We do recognize that there's flaws. It's not just this. We're working on communication and transparency. I do think we've come some improvements in that area, but there's always room to improve. We're changing 30 years of customs and practice, and we are trying to do communication better. In that regard, part of the budget process, we put initiatives for a standardized contract management regime, framework, if you will, so we can have a standardized contract so we keep them together and centralized. What we want to hear from council is what we're doing right, where we can improve, how you want to communicate with staff, how staff communicates with council. So we will be requesting that in the coming days. I do want to clarify what I consider some misinformation that's being out in the public and being put forth on social media and by certain groups and individuals. This decision, this council had nothing to do with this decision. This was a decision of council in 2015. It wasn't done under the cloak of darkness. It was at a council meeting. It was debated. It was motioned. There was a motion at that time to purchase the property and lease it, eventually sell it to Point Edmund Marine. That was done. That binding nature of that agreement was done in 2015.
He says, in addition, the municipal clerk has launched the Council Hub, a centralized area for notifications and activities, in the hopes it increases transparency and awareness. He also plans to hold a workshop on communication based on advice from council.
What we want to hear from council is what we're doing right, where we can improve, how you want to communicate with staff, how staff communicates with council. So we will be requesting that in the coming days. I do want to clarify what I consider some misinformation that's being out in the public and being put forth on social media and by certain groups and individuals. This decision, this council had nothing to do with this decision. This was a decision of council in 2015. It wasn't done under the cloak of darkness. It was at a council meeting. It was debated. It was motioned. There was a motion at that time to purchase the property and lease it, eventually sell it to Point Edmund Marine. That was done. That binding nature of that agreement was done in 2015.
But it wasn't enough for councilors who shared their feelings on the matter and discussed how they would proceed with it. District 8 Councilor Stephen McNeil questioned when the lease agreement for the land was renewed and why they weren't notified. Katchafanis explained.
In 2015, the decision was made to lease the property. It was for, I believe, 10 years with a renewal. The renewal came up in 2025. We received notice of renewal in 20. The renewal was built into the original document. I didn't sign a renewal on behalf of council. I signed an acknowledgement of their notice. Basically, what that is, it's so we can't. Their lawyer sends it out and says, "We're giving you notice to renew. Please acknowledge that you got this." So CBRM can't say, "Hey, you never told us or renewed it," right? So what I signed was an acknowledgement of your notice of renewal, okay? So not the renewal was built into the original agreement. That was done in 2025. In 2026, we received notice that they wanted to exercise the option to purchase the agreement.
Councillor McMullen says some councillors were aware of the lease, but they were either unclear or unaware of the sale, and says there have been breaches of the lease agreement.
I started examining the lease itself because my question to myself was, if council was notified prior to the sale, could anything have changed? So I went through the lease. I am not a lawyer in any way. Do I necessarily know exactly what? But I did come across a couple things. So the lease is very clear that there's no subletting unless it's an affiliation with Point Edward Marine, without written consent to the landlord, which would be CBRM. Part of the property has been subletted for a number of years at a significantly higher rate, that portion that's subletted, than what we were getting monthly in our lease. To my knowledge, that has never come back, because as of today, when I checked with you, Mr. CAO, before the meeting, CBRM has no record of a sublet approval. So it's confirmed that we're unaware that there was any sublet, and it wasn't discussed with council or CBRM as of today. So to be clear about what that means is that in this case, it's not really a technicality. From what I've looked up and what I can figure out, that would actually, if we would have caught it, been a material breach of the lease. Because in the lease, no subletting unless the landlord tells you in writing you're allowed to do it, which in the lease it says we can say no for whatever reason we want, or we can put on other conditions. There was no, and I know that that's been leased from at least 2018, I'd be generous, if not a couple years before, up till today. The option to purchase was conditional on the tenant having regularly and duly performed their lease obligations. So if it's the case that they're subletting and we didn't have any, they're making income off our property, we don't have any written permissions, how were they eligible to even purchase this property at all? Because if it would have came to council prior to this as a discussion, this would have came up, we would have caught it.
Katchafanis responded by admitting the CBRM is incapable of completely enforcing property regulations.
I don't have any notice of any sublet in my files. I don't know if any was provided to the former CAO, but I can tell you we have no record of it, a request to sublet or anything like that. The second was the condition of the property. So those clauses in a lease, and I'll defer to legal counsel if to clarify if need be. They're what we call boilerplate clauses. They're in most standard leases to protect the party leasing the property, right? There was no regular inspections done, and I've said this to council before, we're terrible at the landlord business, right? We're not good landlords. We don't have the resources to go and monitor properties. We don't do it. And I think to Councillor Shepherd's point on all our leases, we have to, if we're going to be in the lease business, which I think we should do that at minimum, maybe for community groups that we need to help, but really we don't do it well.
Director of Legal Services Tony Mosvik addressed McMullen's concerns.
If at the time we would have raised it as an issue, there would have been a process, and if council wished to get out of it and made efforts to that effect, it would have been a complicated legal process, but you could have pursued it then, but you can't retroactively do that. With regards to the subletting, I think this is the first I'm hearing of it. I don't have any idea who subletted it, what the terms and conditions were, but I do agree that the clause 38 would have definitely required the tenant to give us notice and permission. I read it a couple of times while the CAO was speaking. What that means at this stage of the game is probably not much.
District 12 Councillor Kim Shepherd-Campbell said if council had been aware of the sale, there might have been a different outcome.
I understand this was done in 2015 with the previous council, but the actual sale itself was done while we were in council, and I myself feel that if that was brought to the table here, that council would have had something to say about it, and we would have tried to terminate the lease. Not only because of the that they are subletting it, but the property itself is in a bad state. So we're saying that CBRM won't look favorably if we, you know, don't go ahead with the lease. Well, why do we have these terms in the lease if we're not going to back up on them? Like, we're saying you have to have that property in great shape, but now we're saying, oh well, we didn't look at it for 10 years. So, like, why are we putting things in the lease if we're not going to go back on them?
Mosvik told Shepherd-Campbell the lease agreement was binding in nature, and Chief Financial Officer Nancy Dove discussed the money side of the lease and if the CBRM is being ripped off.
It does not look like we're out any money in regards to what we initially borrowed for the property, and we were collecting $90,000 a year over the last 10 years through lease payments, and then of course the proceeds on top of that came in from the sale. Could be, like, right now I'm looking at around $200,000 to $350,000, but again, I'll have a really good number for you in the next few days on that.
Councillor McDonald asked if the CBRM knew there were breaches in the lease and could have terminated the agreement. Mosvik responded by restating the binding nature of the agreement and said that canceling it would result in court proceedings. Because Mosvik believed the agreement was binding, he completed the transaction. When it came time to make motions on the matter, District 7 Councillor Steve Parsons called for a new subcommittee on business and subventures that will update council on business opportunities and strategies while District 9 Councillor Dave McKeegan moved for Catchafanis to hold a briefing session once a month to update council on goings-ons. While both of those motions were approved, the major motion to be made was the motion to involve the RCMP by Councillor McDonald. While the RCMP has sent the matter back to council, McDonald explained why he wants law enforcement involved.
We have questions about authorization, transparency, and whether procedures were followed on the MGA. We're not alleging wrongdoing, but where there are process gaps, there can also be risk. Referring this to the RCMP is simply asking for an independent assessment.
And Mayor Clark shared his views on the matter being sent to law enforcement.
This is a democratic process, and we have debate. And as a result of that debate, there's outcomes of it, and those outcomes we respect and we follow up on. This is a matter that the solicitor CAO will take forward, and as a result of that, we'll await their undertakings.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.